As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I am here with my best friend, Meredith.
Hello, kids in the car.
And I'm not showing our age at all, but we are doing a really fun trivia today, and that is 90s trivia.
It is, like, and it was brought to you guys by my request. I requested 90s trivia today.
It is 90s trivia. Guys, I'm pretty excited about this. I was a kid in the 90s for like the most part. So yeah, I'm pretty stinking excited that like we're going to be going through with my entire childhood. So
yeah. So I graduated in 98. So I feel like this is going to be our jam, Brittany. Like we're going to get out here. We're going to solve this trivia. And you graduated in what? 99?
Yes.
So I don't think you're going to stump me today. I think we know the same amount of 90s stuff because we're about the same age. So
yes.
Let's see. Let's see if we do it.
So first, I do want to give a great big shout out, guys, to Presley and Lucy C, who leave us the best reviews. Like the reviews are, they're so uplifting. They make our whole day. So Presley and Lucy C, thank you. And also, guys, Reeve and Wolf left us the coolest voice message on Instagram Messenger. I was like, what is this? And I clicked it and they were like, we love your show. How cool is that?
That is so cute. I'm going to put it in the show. Well, let's insert their little message to us. How fun
is that? I hope we
can
access it again. I think we can, but it was the coolest thing. I'm like, holy cow, this is so stinking cool. But we also have a whole mess of birthdays. Okay, here we go. Mila, Donovan, Sean, Eleanor, who's turning 10, Zeke, Silas, Ellie, Maddox, Talia, Sammy, Orion, Annabelle Lee, Amelia, she turned 8, Ari, 2 smiles, and Junie. Oh my gosh. That's
How
a lot of birthdays.
Fun.
September.
Lots of little fall babies here.
So many fall babies. So many fall babies. Okay. So we're going to do some 90s trivia.
Okay.
I'm pulling her up. And it's going to just like kind of span all sorts of things like news and fashion and other fun stuff from the 90s. Some of the stuff I don't even remember. So it'll be interesting. Are you ready?
Okay, I am ready. I'm ready. Let's see if I can do well today on 90s trivia.
Okay, here we go. Question number one, round one. Boris Yeltsin was the president of which country?
That would be Russia.
That is correct. That is correct. Okay. This is a thinker. Question number two. What was the minimum wage for most of the 90s?
I think it was probably like, I feel like it was about $8.
Okay, this is going to blow your mind.
Okay.
It was $4.25.
Oh,
which
boy.
Which lately is like the cost of a gallon of gas. So you'll be working
gosh.
For 1 gallon an hour.
Oh, man.
All right. Question number three. Which video game was the first video game played in space during the 90s?
Come on with that.
It's a favorite. You definitely still have heard of it. I play it every time I have to load my car with luggage. Let's just say that.
Duck Hunt.
It's Tetris.
Oh!
Tetris is the first game played in space. Okay. Speaking of, what video game console was the best-selling console of the 90s?
Okay, hold on. So the 90s was not Nintendo. because that was kind of the 80s, right? So I think that it was a PlayStation.
That's right. It was PlayStation. I had a Sega Genesis. Do you remember those?
Yes. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog. I never got a PlayStation. My kids have one now, though. And it's like the coolest thing, but I totally didn't. Okay. Question number 5. Tamagotchis were all the rage in the 90s, but what do the two Japanese words translate to?
Tiny animal.
Close, in the same sort of thought process, but it was egg and friend.
Oh,
they were kind of shaped like an egg and you had to keep your friend alive. You know, that's how it is. That's how it is.
Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi. Okay. Question number 6. Our friend Tracy always talks about these jeans. They were a really big deal to her, but the Junko JNCO jeans were huge during the 90s. But what does it stand for?
Wait, JCNO stands for something?
JNCO, yes.
JNCO.
I know.
It means Jelly Knights Civics Operations.
Yes, that's definitely what all the skaters wore, those Jelly Knight jeans. No, they were Judge None, Choose One. That's what it stood for. Okay, question number 7. Again, this is in the vein of all things 90s coming back. Giggle hats is the Australian term for which 90s accessory? And by 90s, I mean also today.
Giggle hats is the Australian term for which 90s accessory? A slap bracelet.
Close. They're bucket hats.
Ah! Okay.
I know. All right. My kids are wearing these today like they invented them all the time. And I'm like, yeah, we had those like in the 90s, kids. Sit down. Question number 8.
Okay.
What was the name of the popular hairstyle named after a character in a U.S. hit sitcom? Guys, I had this hairstyle. I had it.
Oh, I know. It's the Rachel.
I had it too. I got a straightener. I was the coolest girl in school, y'all, with that straightener. I was so excited. Oh, the Rachel. That's right. Okay, question number 9. What did many people in the 90s use instead of a purse? And again, it's happening right now.
Oh, it's a fanny pack.
It is a fanny pack.
Yeah.
Like, those are hot. They are being sold everywhere. They are not going away. It's so nice to not carry a purse. What can I say? I want to just
listen. 90s fashion is back in full force right now. I mean, when we went back to school shopping, everything was striped. It was plaid. It was like big loose jeans. And I felt like I was walking through my high school again. Is that how you feel when you went school shopping?
I think it's great because now I have the money to buy those things I couldn't buy in the 90s.
Yeah.
So I am just like the girl 90s Britney wishes she was right now. I'm living that life.
But the fanny pack thing, the girls don't wear them around their
they put them
bellies
like across
anymore.
Their bodies.
Yeah.
I love it though.
So I weird.
Love it. I love
okay.
It. Okay. Question 10. What patterned shirt was popularized by bands like Nirvana and NSYNC?
Oh, okay. These are flannel shirts. And I love it that the flannel's coming back too.
So much, especially because it's kind of cold outside. I'm here for the flannel. Here for it. All right, you did really well. How many did you get right first round?
Okay, so I think I did, I think I missed like five. I'm not as good at 90s trivia as previously.
It was kind of tough. Video games are kind of tough. So yeah. We'll give you that. Okay. Let's go into round two. Question one.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
Who had a hit and even won a Grammy for their single, You Can't Touch This?
Oh, okay. I know. That is MC Hammer. Did you have MC Hammer pants?
I wish I had MC pants. I used to be able to do the dance, by the way, but I don't think I can still do it.
I could do the dance, and I had these things called skids, and those were like the MC Hammer pants.
Perfect. Totally jelly about that. Did not have them. Okay. Question number two. What was the name of the ballad released by the band Extreme in 1991?
Okay, I don't want to brag, but this is mine and my husband's karaoke song. And
I think this was so many couple songs. So many couple songs.
And that song is More Than Words.
More Than Words. I can still sing every word of that song. I'm pretty sure I like cry sung it in the shower whenever me and my little boyfriend would break up or something. But like that was the official song of couples in the early 90s. Oh, absolutely. All right. Question number three. Who released the chart-topping song Wannabe in 1996?
Okay, apparently I'm really good at 90s music trivia because that was the Spice Girls.
We should do a whole 90s Name That Tune episode.
Oh,
it would be so much fun.
Ooh, if you guys want to hear some Name That Tunes, tell us in the reviews.
Absolutely. Okay, question number four. The band Semisonic were a one-hit wonder from the 90s. What was their hit song called?
Semi-Charmed Life.
No, that would be a good guess because semi's in their name, but it was actually Closing Time, which is a song we all still hear now whenever something's trying to close. All right, question number five. What was the best-selling rock album of the 1990s?
Oh, okay. I think it was Nirvana's album. I can't remember what
that's
it was
a
called.
Really good guess. And it's actually not this album that it is like a part of my soul. I have no doubt when you hear it, you're going to be like, that was my whole 90s. But Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill. Girl.
That was my life. Crying in the shower. Every song on Jagged Little Pill.
I tell my daughter Gigi all the time that her Olivia Rodrigo Sour album is our Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill. 100%. Like they are getting that. I sing it like with the same like angst and anger, like, yes, girl, get it. Like that's how I am every time. So, all right.
Although I have been known to wail that Traitor song by Olivia
it's
Rodrigo.
It's so good. All right. Now we're going to go into some film and TV trivia. I think you're going to do great. Question number 6. What is Woody and Buzz Lightyear's owner called in Toy Story?
It's Andy.
It is Andy. And we recently did a Toy Story episode. Mm-hmm. If you haven't played that one, go check back. It maybe even been the episode before this or the one before that. Super fun episode. Definitely check that out. Okay. Question number 7. Which actor played the part of Mrs. Doubtfire from the 1993 film of the same name?
That would be Robin Williams.
Robin Williams is right. That movie is fire, you guys. I love it. I actually got an email. I was looking for volunteers at our school organization the other day, and one of the moms, the subject line for her email was, "Help is on the way." And I'm like, oh my God, we're friends. She goes, "I hope you read that as Mrs. Doubtfire." I'm like, I don't know who you are, but now we are sisters. Okay. Question number 8. Jurassic Park, released in 1990, was a phenomena, but where was the DNA for the dinosaurs found?
It was found inside of like a frozen piece of something.
Yes, it was found inside a mosquito and a piece of amber.
Oh, that's right. It was inside of a mosquito, inside of amber. Oh.
Yes. Okay. Question number 9. What year was Forrest Gump released? It was 1994. That was such a good movie. Even my kids today love it.
I can't believe that it's that old. We watch it all the time at our house because it's just like a classic.
Yeah. I know. And the music is amazing. They love to listen to the music now. Whenever they hear it out, they're like, oh, the Forrest Gump song. Like, that's where it's from for them. Like,
yeah.
That's there. Yeah. Love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. Final question. Which TV show had the most watched episode of the 90s?
The most watched episode of the 90s, I would say, would be Ross and Rachel's wedding.
That's a good guess.
They didn't even get married.
I was thinking it would be Friends. I was also thinking it might be Seinfeld, but it turns out that it's the final episode of Cheers, which was like a show my parents watched.
But it
was the most watched episode of all of the 90s.
Wow. Well, good for Norm and Cheers.
Good for Norm. That's right. All right. You survived 90s trivia. How did you do?
Okay. Kids in the car, I only got like 12 right today. So I hope you beat me, but I bet your parents did.
The funny part is they probably scored more because this is all still relevant to them today. Like, we're all just doing this all over again. Everything.
Yeah, I feel like I still haven't even left the 90s. Like, I can't believe that I'm in the adult world now. I still feel
like a child.
Well,
the 90s were only like, I don't know, 10 years ago.
Yeah. I think they were like 5 or 6 years ago. So yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, agree. We're good. All right. We want to hear how you did. Make sure you head over to our Facebook and Instagram and let us know. Also, if you have any pictures of you guys playing trivia in the car, have your parents send them over with your names. We'd love to post that stuff on our social media. If you have a show request or would like a shout out or a birthday, head over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, and we will pull it from there and make sure to give you credit for that. All right, guys. I hope you have an amazing, totally tubular 90s day.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a new podcast? Maybe something you can share with your littles? Something that has some storytelling in it? Well, then look no further. We have Storytime with Philip and Mommy, where my son and I sit and discuss all the great books that you might love while we read them. So, Little Golden Books, Berenstain Bears, and even the new classics like Bluey. We sit down, we read, we discuss, and we have so much fun doing it. Come and join us. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.